This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning. Just in case you can't get in front of a TV, remember, we have got Falcons pregame, and we have got Falcons kickoff and the game coming up here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're going to get out of here in just about 15, 16 minutes and turn things over to Andy Bunker and Joe Patrick. Wait for a tailgate show. Mr. Crenshaw, though, We got one of your frat brothers on the phone.
We got him. And you know what? I want to get him on. And we moved him around a little bit, and he's been
gracious
to do that.
We want to thank him for that. Thank you, D-Led.
And be on with us here. D. Orlando Ledbetter, AJC, getting set to cover the Falcons for the final time this season. We had hoped that there would be some postseason play for our team when the season began. That was not the case. But we are going to determine who does get to play, D-Led. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning, Sam and Greg. Thanks for having me today.
We are going to determine who gets to go to the playoffs, even though we're not going to get to go. Thoughts about this game today?
Yeah, the Falcons can win a share of the South title at 8-9 if they win. And in that regard, the Panthers would go to the playoffs as the representative as of their 3-1 record against the Bucs and Falcons. If the Falcons lose and the Saints win, the Panthers would go to the playoffs because of the tiebreakers. So, you know, a little bit on the on stake here for the other teams, but the Falcons and the Saints are trying to finish strong. Falcons have won 3 in a row. The Saints have won 4 in a row.
So the objective is different all the way around throughout this division. My question to you is, what is it that you think the Falcons have decided to do as far as looking at some young talent, some people who haven't been in the game?
Moving forward, you know, they got things to fix. You know, special teams were horrible this year. Played a factor in 5 losses. You got to get the young quarterback healthy. And you're going to have to sign. You got 6 free agent starters that you're either going to be parting ways with or trying to re-sign. You know, Kyle Pitts, Taylor Allgeier, Caden Ellis being the head of that list. So a lot of activities moving forward.
Did Kyle Pitts do enough at the end of this season to make you feel like you want to take another chance with this dude?
I think so, at the right price, though. You know, if it doesn't get too crazy, you know, he could play. He showed he could play at a high level in a contract year. Now I want to see that again. So maybe you could tag him and bring him back for a year and say, hey, Kyle, we're not giving you the long-term deal. We need to see that again.
Yeah, well, spending time on the waitforit.com hotline with D. Orlando Ledbetter, AJC. He is social. You can find him at D. Orlando AJC at D. Orlando AJC. And if you go there, he'll show you what kind of bow tie he's going to have for the game today, especially be all hooked up there. Thoughts about this defense and the fact that they could go out and really impact this game. If they go out and do it, we understand we probably won't see Alvin Kamara today. There may be some players out for the Saints. Thoughts about what this defense could do to really go out and set the tone early and take the fight away from these guys.
Yeah, well, they're catching a break because Chris Olave, their top receiver, is out with a blood clot. So, and the defense is closing in on the franchise record for most sacks. So they need three to hit 56, which would surpass the 1977 team. So the pass rush will be violent. They'll try to get to the quarterback. And then they got to shut down their power running game that the Saints have been leaning on over this stretch. And Tyler Shuck is the rookie who, you know, came out of Louisville and has been playing pretty good for him since he took over for Spencer Rattler there. So, and Jesse Bates thinks that they're going to try to lean on Tyson Hill today. It might be his last game as a Saint. And, you know, we know he's been a Falcon killer over the years. So they're keyed up for Tyson Hill and to get after the quarterback today.
He may line up anywhere, right? They may put him in line him up anywhere on the field of the game today. Yeah, well, we got you here, man. I gotta talk with Incubus. You're with AJC, and something very monumental happened early this week, the last minute edition. Why was it so? If people go to your Instagram, they will see you walking to the end of your driveway. Why did you do that? Why was it important for you to do that, man?
Because that's how most of my morning started. You know, I would walk out there, you know, rain, sleet, or snow, and get my paper, come in and, you know, read the paper, even though I might have read it on my phone already. But I still, you know, a lot of us older folks who have been doing that for decades, getting that newspaper out the driveway. I was a paper boy.
Thank you.
I delivered the paper in Cleveland for 5 years and delivered it in the blizzard of 1977.
Thank you. I didn't know that. Me and D-Land were paper boys. Did you wait for the Christmas little envelope in the mailboxes? Did you get a little tip?
Yeah, I would go around and give a couple bucks in the little envelope there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was always a good time collecting around the holidays.
Me and D-Led were paper boys. I didn't know that. That's nice. I had a question for him. I forgot what it was. I did. I swear I had a question for him. I forgot what it was. I was so thrilled.
That's amazing to do that and end up working in that. Did you place your papers or did you toss them? Did you throw them? Did you throw them?
No, I placed them. My people didn't like that. You know, I had milk chutes and side doors, and I had a couple I could throw, too. But, you know, the Sunday paper's too big. You couldn't throw that one.
Yeah, he's right there.
I got up to about 80 customers at one point. Had a fledging enterprise there.
Look at you.
Here's something I don't think he knows. You talk about he used to go down and he did that video that's on his site right now and walk down there. You have something in common with Tony Soprano. Did you know that? Did anybody ever tell you that?
No, what's that?
That is how every season of The Sopranos started. With Tony Soprano walking down his driveway in his big robe to get his newspaper.
Okay, yeah, I remember that.
D-Led, we appreciate you.
I'm a gangster now, huh?
Yeah, you're a gangster now, right?
Yeah, you know what I mean. Hey, this can't be the last time we talk to him. Though,
no, we're going to talk with him because he's going to turn around. He's got to go to work. You got to go. You going to Senior Bowl?
Senior Bowl, Super Bowl, draft. In Phoenix. So, yeah, we'll be on top of things here over the off season, and, you know, folks can still get everything on AJC.com in this digital era that we've moved into.
There you go.
All right. We'll be in touch with you, man. We appreciate you joining us this morning, and I'll see you in a couple of hours.
Yeah, thank you, D-Lip, for making an adjustment, too, this morning.
All right.
All right. No problem, Sam and Greg. You guys take care and have a great day.
There you go. The Orlando Ledbetter.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.